knows which movies make you laugh and which ones make you cry. If you love films, then Dean's your guy. So grab yourself some popcorn. He will not talk about hard points.
He's not just Dean. He's Dean Richards. That's who he is. Hi, Dean.
I feel like I should be more into the royal wedding than I am.
You're not into it much? I'm not either. Wendy.
Not at all.
God, how is that possible, you guys?
I don't care.
Oh, I hate to hear that.
I wish them the best and everything. I sent them a nice salad shooter as a gift.
Oh, you did?
That's his trademark gift.
But yeah. Dean, one of the participants in the royal wedding is a former actress, and you're beat as the movies.
Mm.
Doesn't do it for you still.
No, I guess so.
Huh. That's crazy.
I feel like I really am. I feel like I'm letting everyone down.
Did you care when Lady Di got married? Because I did.
Mm-hmm.
I actually was dorky enough to stay up all night and watch.
Oh, what's changed?
Wow, I wouldn't
since
have confessed
then.
That.
Did you?
No, I wouldn't have said that though on the air.
What has changed?
It was a big deal then because. Yeah, because we could watch it live. You know?
Yeah,
yeah, I guess
it was on all. You know, it was in the middle of the night, and it just seemed so
right.
And she pumped some change into the royals. I really enjoyed her.
I liked her quite a bit.
Yeah.
I did. I had a great deal of admiration for her.
You don't like Meghan Markle,
so I think that was part of it. I just don't. I wish those kids the best.
Yeah,
I'm with you, Dean.
Oh.
I'm not getting the commemorative mug or plate.
Wendy.
Right.
That's blasphemous.
Did you hear that Fergie has...
Not invited.
Not invited. She's invited to the wedding, but not the after party.
Right.
That's not fair. That's their aunt.
Right. Well, his aunt.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
But then now it's going to be...
By marriage, her aunt as well.
Yeah. That's not fair.
It's not fair.
Maybe that's what's turned me off.
Is Queen Latifah going to be there?
None of the queens that I know of. And believe me, I know quite a few queens.
Well, that's strange. I would invite Fergie. I would invite certainly Queen Latifah.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
That is weird. I'm feeling sorry for Fergie.
And Donald Trump not being invited, that's interesting.
That he's not invited, but is Barack Obama was, I think, right?
Yes, he was.
Oh, was he?
Yes,
that
they're
was
very tight.
Oh.
He and Harry have gotten together for I don't remember what,
some charities.
But yeah.
And he'll be Mr. Obama will be there.
Well, no, I haven't checked his schedule yet. He hasn't gotten back.
Look on the RSVP page.
Yeah,
check the RSVP page.
The that Barack Obama can do a mean hokey pokey at a wedding. I don't know if you've ever been at a wedding, but when he puts his left foot in,
he really does, doesn't he? Yeah. So this is like a non-event.
Oh, they're not inviting him. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I thought they weren't going to invite him because they didn't want it to be an international incident for inviting
him,
and not Donald Trump.
Right. They did not make the cut.
And then I think these were the president's people that said it was too much of a security deal.
Oh.
Security concern.
Oh.
That's what I always say when I don't get invited to things, too.
That's a good one.
So on the celebrity front, probably Elton John.
I would imagine.
Yeah.
Is he going to see Candle in the Wind again? He used it for weddings, for deaths, for babies being born.
But he changes just enough words to make it palatable.
Meh.
You don't like it? No?
Come up with something original.
What other...
To me, you're like an actress in the
Yeah,
wedding.
That would work.
Yeah, that's...
What other celebrities, Dean? Do we know any other of the stars that'll be there?
I have not heard of any of the... who else is on the
guest
list?
Boy, he doesn't care at all.
Because I just...
Wow.
I just...
I'm shocked by this.
I don't wish them any ill will.
No.
I just...
don't care.
You know? Go to the William Tell Inn, do your wedding.
Am I hearing this right? The William Tell Inn is in Countryside.
They're doing this whole wedding at the William Tell Inn?
I've been at many very nice weddings at the William Tell
Inn. It's right near my house.
They do a nice job, and it sort of has a royal theme, doesn't it?
The chicken cordon bleu is outstanding.
And there's a white castle nearby.
They make some pretty good mostaccioli, and then afterwards, you don't have to worry of Fergie about not getting invited. Everyone's going to be over at the White Castles anyway.
Yep. Oh, what a night that'll be.
Yeah.
Host your own party over there. I'll go, Dean.
Big night on LaGrange Road.
Now it sounds like a good time.
Mannheim? Is it Mannheim?
It might be Mannheim.
LaGrange there.
Yeah?
Yeah.
All right, we'll take a quick break, and then Dean will tell us what movies are coming out this weekend. Stick around. It's Bill and Wendy on WGN.
All right, we're talking to Dean Richards about movies that opened this week.
And I found out a couple of the names were going to be at the Royal Wedding.
The celebrities, Dean?
George and Amal Clooney.
Oh, they should be there.
David and Victoria Beckham.
Should be there.
Are going to be there.
Aren't they split up?
No. No. They're very happy. Very happy.
Ed Sheeran.
Yeah.
Is supposed to be there. I'm sure he'll sing one of his beautiful songs. Yep.
He is really good, I hate to admit.
Why do you hate
him? Because it's not my type, but...
Yeah. He's good.
He is really good. The Spice Girls are rumored to be there as well.
Well, you get a Victoria Beckham, you got to bring your other spices.
I guess.
Or if you invite one Spice Girl, Wendy, I told you this at your wedding. If you're going to invite one Spice Girl, you have to invite all five Spice Girls.
That's right.
Don't leave Emma Bunton out.
It gets very awkward.
Baby Spice.
Baby Spice needs to be there.
Justin Trudeau is rumored.
Prime Minister of Canada.
To be there.
Dave Grohl wanted the Foo Fighters to play at the royal wedding. He saved the date, but no word on whether or not they're going to go.
Chris Martin is rumored to be there.
Yeah. Wendy's not a fan.
I fall asleep next to him.
Really?
Coldplay is just very soothing. And
that's
not in a good way.
But you like Ed Sheeran?
Yeah, I like two songs Ed Sheeran did. That's all I'll say.
Yeah.
They're pretty.
The one where you made my bed smell?
Yeah.
No, I don't like that.
And my bed sheets smell like you.
No,
my
I don't.
Oh, yeah.
No, his sweet, sensitive ones.
My bed stinks like you do.
Right. I don't know, Dean, if that's a good thing or a bad thing. When he sings that, I always go, oh, that's interesting.
Yeah.
Well, he misses you.
Yeah, I guess that's what it is, right?
Your scent is there.
He misses your stink.
Yep. That was the original name for the song, and then the record label were like,
Didn't do well in market research.
No, it's terrible.
God, you too?
It's originally called You Stink.
Yeah.
And then they changed it to be a little more bed specific.
And what number of the Billboard charts are you guys?
All right.
Yeah, that's
Wendy got us.
Dean Richards inside the music.
All right, let's get these movies in. People want to know, Dean, what about Melissa McCarthy's new movie? Is it good?
It looks funny.
Yeah, you know, for Mother's Day weekend, we've got two mother-themed movies.
Yeah.
And Melissa McCarthy's new one is called Life of the Party. It's a story about a mom who decides to go back to college. She gets dumped by her husband.
Mm-hmm.
He's going through a midlife crisis, dumps his very faithful, very loving, kind of nerdy wife. And so she's trying to, you know, make some good out of the whole thing, decides to go back to school. But it's the school where her daughter is going to school. So, you know, it's the awkward thing of, you know, mom's here and sharing classes and girlfriends and going to frat parties and, you know, all that. I went into this thinking that this was going to be, that the whole premise was going to tire out pretty quickly. Not to mention the fact that this movie is directed by Melissa McCarthy's real-life husband, Ben Falcone.
Yeah.
And they have not had a good track record of films that they've done together. This is not the greatest movie in the world, but I was laughing out loud.
That's a good sign.
At many points in this movie, there are a pretty good number of really funny moments. And the quirkiest of cast, maybe the quirkiest of all, Maya Rudolph, as her girlfriend, is hilarious in this movie. So I wound up giving it a Dean's List B.
Oh.
You're looking for a nice,
a nice surprise.
Mother's Day comedy. I think you know, that this one is going to do the trick. And then the other Mother's Day themed movie is called Breaking In. It stars Gabrielle Union, who is a mom you do not want to mess with. Mom who will stop at nothing to save her kids, her two little kids. They go to a house sort of in the woods that her estranged late father used to own. And when they get there, they find that there are some intruders in the house. There are some robbers there because it is said that there are hundreds and hundreds of thousands of dollars someplace in the house. Mm. The bad guys just wanted the money. They didn't know that the family was going to be there. But now the family has shown up. So they take the kids hostage. The mother, Gabrielle Union, is trying to get her kids out of the house and into some kind of safety, no matter what she has to do. And there are a lot of it's a pretty white-knuckling movie. It's a little bit far-fetched. Story is a little bit far-fetched than some of the things that are the premises of the movie's plot and subplots. But overall, Gabrielle Union does a nice job. The film is put together nicely. It's Definitely keeps your attention. I gave it a Dean's List B minus.
Dean, do you think the movie companies purposely pick weekends, like you just mentioned, it's Mother's Day weekend? So do they find a movie or two, you know, as they're filling out their brackets, and they go, "Well, this would be perfect for Mother's Day because it's Mom's choice." That's on purpose, huh?
Yeah, I think so. I think that's exactly what they do. And you know, they have these themed movies, and they kind of build them like you would a jigsaw puzzle, trying to put things in the all the correct places. Now, whether or not any of this is going to be enough to displace Avengers Infinity War,
it's going to be impossible, right?
Maybe. I mean, it's the film has gone down slightly. It made $112 million last weekend instead of...
Is this the top of all time movie right now?
Yeah, not of all time. It's not the number one of all time yet. It's the number two of all time right now. It's the biggest opening weekend of all time for Avengers, and I have no doubt that it's going to wind up being the top movie of all time. I talk to people all the time who tell me that they've seen the movie 4, 5, 6 times so far. I mean, these are Marvel. Diehards who want to check every nuance over and over and over. And I got to say, I rarely see movies more than once. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't mind seeing this one more time. I'm sure there are things that I missed along the way.
Will I be lost if I'm not completely up to date on the Marvel Universe? I have a good understanding, but not inside trivial facts.
I think you'll appreciate it. I don't think you're going to get it as much as some of the subtle nuances as the Marvel diehards who know every nuance of every character and what every little symbol, an insignia means. That said, Larry Potash and Robin Baumgarten, maybe you've heard of them.
Yeah.
From a little show we call the WGN-TV Morning News. They are not Marvel diehards at all. They went to see it. They didn't like the movie.
Oh, wow.
Did they go together? Because maybe that's why they didn't like the movie.
You mean a little too much...
Careful.
Going on in the dark.
No!
Very careful.
I just, if you don't like the company you hold.
Or just if you know you're Larry and Robin, they were arguing during most of the movie.
They missed a lot of the key moments.
Yeah, that's entirely. Robin is prone to a doze off every once in a while.
She works very hard.
Yeah, even during our show, she'll often you look over and she's catching 20 winks, 40 winks, whatever it's called.
But Dean, everybody who's been in the Marvel movies over the last 10 or 15 years, they're all in this movie, right?
Yeah.
Everybody. Thor's in it.
It's a cavalcade
in it,
of
Iron Man.
Iron Man and even some of the lesser known.
Hopalong Cassidy
was
seeing it.
A big Marvel hero. Stan Lee was a big fan of Hopalong Cassidy.
Snap, Crackle, and Pop are in it.
Why don't you make your own movie?
Snagglepuss.
Snagglepuss.
Oh, my God.
What?
Yeah, everybody's in it. Hoppity Hooper.
Hey, Iron Man, exit stage left.
Oh, I love when he does that.
That's pretty good, Dean.
That's excellent. That's excellent.
Underdog, is he in it?
Underdog is in it. You name it, Wendy. They're all in
they're
it.
They're in it.
Everybody.
They're in it. That, to me, that's part of the fun of the Avengers.
Yep. Manny Moe and Jack, the Pep Boys, are in it. People love them.
It's a small cameo.
Yeah.
It's not a big role, but it was nice to see them for a couple of minutes.
Oh, my God. First of all, that's hysterical. Second of all, I can't believe you remember each and every one of their names.
Manny Moe and Jack.
Jeez.
They're the Pep Boys. Yeah.
No, right. They held nothing back. I guess I can reveal this now that the movie is out, that I got a call from Stan Lee when they were making this movie, and they said, "Aren't you the voice of Victory Auto Record?"
Oh, really?
That we would love... Not me, but the guy who was in the Victory Auto Records commercial.
He's in it?
The guy who the dwarf
fell off. Oh, yeah. With the watch band.
Yeah, but I think he got cut out of the final version of the movie.
Oh, man. But just to have Minute, Dean.
Would have been nice.
Yeah. So, was the Menards guy in it before he passed
He's
away?
He's in it.
Menards!
That guy's in it. All your favorites.
That's Dean. A beautiful tribute, Wendy, by the way.
Thank you very much. I liked him in cartoon form.
Yeah, he's great.
Nice man.
Dean, thank you so much. looking forward to talking to you next week.
I have to go to the Pep Boys right now.
All right.
See you guys.
It's Dean Richards. We'll take a quick break, and then we'll find out what Steve has on the Wintrust Business Lunch. It's Bill and Wendy on WGN.